Dan Bongino.
So there's this piece in The Atlantic. Hat tip, by the way, the great Undercover Huber on Parler and Twitter, who is just fantastic. You know, deranged lunatic, these people on the Mueller probe that just screwed over the president, led by their captain, Andrew Weissman. You know, the Mueller probe, the fake Mueller probe that probed Russian collusion they knew didn't exist. This Andrew Weissman, this clown, cannot get over the fact that everybody's exposed him as a political partisan hack and not a genuine, authentic prosecutor. Everybody knows it. He can't get over the fact that he's been humiliated. His career in at least the legal profession will always be scarred by his efforts. So he continues to double or triple down. He gives this interview in The Atlantic, which you think would do a basic fact check, right? They don't. They're the ones who ran the fake story about the losers and suckers. The Atlantic, George Packer, the inside story of the Mueller probe's mistakes. He gives an interview, this guy Packer, to Andrew Weissman, and they repeat three totally discredited hoaxes, and The Atlantic makes almost no effort whatsoever to fact check any of what this clown Weissman says. You don't believe me? Let's go to Atlantic piece number one, screenshot from the piece. Here we go again with the Konstantin Kilimnik thing. It says Team M also came close to establishing a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. Oh my gosh, again with this. On August 2nd, Manafort dined in New York with Konstantin Kilimnik, a Ukrainian-born business associate with ties to Russian intelligence and oligarchs. Ladies and gentlemen, how many times on this show do I have to debunk this stupid Konstantin Kilimnik and was a Russian intelligence operative meeting with Manafort? There's your collusion. Can we go to the Hill, please, for the 15th time? Key figure that Mueller report linked to Russia was a State Department intel source. Who is that person? Konstantin Kilimnik. So Mr. Packer, who wrote this piece in The Atlantic, did you bother to fact check any of what Weissman said? We were close to establishing collusion. Trump's campaign manager, Manafort, was meeting with this guy, Kilimnik. You mean the same guy the Obama administration used as a source for years that's been widely reported? Am I missing something here? Myth number two, Weissman pumps in this piece. The Russians met with Don Jr. at Trump Tower. Right. Oh my gosh. Here we go from the Atlantic piece. Here they go again, Joe. Here they go again. Quote, the specter of our being shut down exerted a kind of destabilizing pull on our decision-making process. This is Andy Weissman's book. Describes numerous instances, large and small, when Mueller declined to pursue an aggressive course for fear of reaction of the White House. For example, the special counsel shied away from subpoenaing Don Trump Jr. to testify about his notorious June 2016 meeting in Trump Tower with a Russian lawyer offering dirt on Hillary Clinton. You're like, oh my gosh. You're reading this article if you're a dunce and you don't know anything. You're like, that's right. So Weissman saying Mueller, throwing Mueller under the bus, we should have went further with this Trump Tower meeting. Really? Because that's really interesting because the translator at the Trump Tower meeting, the Russian translator, who doesn't even like the Trump family, already was interviewed by the FBI. Did Andy Weissman miss this? Because it's been covered pretty extensively by Mark Hemingway at Real Clear Investigations. Quote, buried from Trump Tower meeting. The translator told the FBI, quote, there was no collusion. Oh, Charlie Packer from The Atlantic probably missed that. What's the third one? This is important. Here's the third myth Weissman repeats. He says, on that obstruction of justice charge, Mueller declined to make a determination because of longstanding Justice Department policy that a sitting president cannot be indicted. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not true. Weissman is a liar. He cannot get out of his own way. This guy is a committed fraud and a liar when it comes to the Trump case. He lies all the time. You want the proof? So just to be clear, this one's a little more calm. The other two are easy. There was no info on the Trump Tower meeting. The translator told him there's no collusion. I was there. With the Ukrainian, he wasn't Russian intel involved in collusion. Obama was meeting with him, the Obama administration. Third, this is important. There is still this myth out there promoted by liars like Weissman that Bob Mueller didn't charge Trump with obstruction of justice. Are we clear? Trump was not charged by Mueller on obstruction of justice. Mm-hmm. Because there was an Office of Legal Counsel prohibition on doing so. That is not true. Don't listen to me. Listen to Bob Mueller on Capitol Hill, literally under oath, having to correct himself when Ted Lieu said and intimated that, hey, you, the only reason you didn't charge Trump is because you were prohibited by the OLC, the Office of Legal Counsel. That's false. Here's Mueller in his own words.
I want to add one correction to my testimony this morning. I want to go back to one thing that was said this morning by Mr. Lieu, who said, and I quote, you didn't charge the president because of the OLC opinion. That is not the correct way to say it. As we say in the report, and as I said at the opening, we did not reach a determination as to whether the president committed a crime.
Is Weissman serious? Does he think we're all morons? Bob Mueller just said the OLC guidelines, which had nothing to do with it. And what does he tell the Atlantic? Lying Andy Weissman. He says it right there, that Mueller declined to make a determination because of longstanding, basically, OLC Justice Department policy. He's just making this up. He's just lying because he thinks you're an idiot. And he knows never-Trumpers and liberal morons will repeat the talking point that, no, Donald Trump would have definitely been charged with obstruction. It was just the OLC guidelines that got in the way. Nobody's saying that. Nobody but you and the liars. It's just fake. But again, you'll see no fake book fact check on the Atlantic piece. None. The lies will just go on and on, and your dopey liberal friends will say, no, the OLC guidelines, or else we would have charged him. Fake. You're making that up. The Trump Tower meeting, devastating. Not according to the people who were there, who don't even like Trump. Then they'll say, Manafort was meeting with a Russian intel guy. So was the Obama administration. Where were you on that one? You're going to see this throughout the election. You're going to see relitigated Russian collusion nonsense because they have nothing else. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Please subscribe to my show, launching early in an exclusive time window now on Rumble, RUMBLE.com/Bongino. And if I may ask a favor, with humility and the greatest of respect, I mean that, can you please go to the App Store and download the Rumble app, or the app with the green triangle? Rumble, RUMBLE. Please watch my videos over there. They're still on YouTube. They air later on YouTube now. But I don't like supporting tech tyrants like YouTube and others that really hate us, or Twitter. That's why I'm involved with Parler too. But please go to the App Store, download the Rumble app, watch my videos there, and rumble.com/Bongino. I really appreciate it. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show. Follow Dan on Twitter 24/7 at DBongino.